I feel that the future is hopeless and that things cannot improve. I am bored and dissatisfied with everything. I am a complete failure as a person. I'm guilty. I'm being punished. I would like to kill myself. I used to be able to cry, but now I am beyond tears. I've lost interest in other people. I can't make decisions. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't think. I cannot overcome my loneliness, my fear, my disgust. I'm fat. I cannot write. I cannot love. My brother is dying. My lover is dying. I'm killing them both. I'm charging towards my death. I'm terrified of medication. I cannot make love. I cannot fuck. I cannot be alone. I cannot be with others. My hips are too big. I dislike my genitals. At 4:48, when desperation visits, I shall hang myself to the sound of my lover's breathing. I don't want to die. I've become so depressed by the fact of my mortality that I've decided to commit suicide. I do not want to live. I'm jealous of my sleeping lover and covet his induced unconsciousness. When he wakes, he'll envy my sleepless night of thought and speech unslurred by medication. I have resigned myself to death this year. Some will call this self-indulgence. They are lucky not to know its truth. Some will know the simple fact of pain. This is becoming my normality. Expressionless faces, so devoid of meaning, there must be evil intent. Doctor this, and doctor that, and doctor what's it, who's just passing and thought he'd stop in to take a piss as well. Burning in a hot tunnel of dismay, my humiliation complete, as I shake without reason and stumble over words and have nothing to say about my illness, which anyway amounts only to knowing that there is no point in anything because I'm going to die. And I am deadlocked by that smooth, psychiatric voice of reason that tells me there is an objective reality in which my body and mind are one. But I am not here and never have been. Doctor this writes it down and doctor that attempts a sympathetic murmur. Watching me, judging me, smelling the crippling failure oozing from my skin, my desperation clawing, an all-consuming panic drenching me as I gape in horror at the world and wonder why everyone is smiling at me. And with secret knowledge of my aching shame. Shame, shame, shame. Drown in your fucking shame. Inscrutable doctors, sensible doctors, way out doctors. Doctors, you'd think we're fucking patients if you weren't shown proof otherwise. Ask the same questions.
put words in my mouth, offer chemical cures for congenital anguish, and cover each other's asses until I want to scream for you!
The only doctor who ever touched me voluntarily. Who looked me in the eye? Who laughed at my gallows humor spoken in the voice from the newly dug grave? Who took the piss? Who lied? And said it was nice to see me? Who lied? And said it was nice to see me. I trusted you. I loved you. And it's not losing you that hurts me, but your bare-faced fucking falsehoods that masquerade as medical notes. Your truth, your lies, not mine.
And while I was beginning to believe that you were different, and that you maybe even felt the anguish that flickered across your face and threatened to erupt, you were covering your ass too, like every other stupid mortal cunt. To my mind, that's betrayal. And my mind is the subject of these bewildered fragments. Nothing can extinguish my anger! Nothing can restore my faith. This is not a world in which I wish to live.
Have you made any plans?
Take an overdose, slash my wrists, then hang myself.
All those things together.
I couldn't possibly be misconstrued as a cry for help.
It wouldn't work.
Of course it would.
No, it wouldn't work. You'd start to feel sleepy from the overdose and wouldn't have the energy to cut your wrists.
I'd be standing on a chair with a noose around my neck.
If you were alone, do you think you might harm yourself?
I'm afraid I might.
Could that be protective?
Yes! It's fear that keeps me away from the train tracks. I just hope to God that death is the end. I feel like I'm 80 years old. I am tired of life, and my mind wants to die.
That's a metaphor, not reality.
It's a simile!
That's not reality.
It's not a metaphor! It's a simile. But even if it were, the defining feature of a metaphor is that it's real!
You are not 80 years old. Are you? Are you? Or are you?
Do you despise all unhappy people? Or is it me specifically?
I don't despise you. It's not your fault. You're ill.
I don't think so. I'm depressed. Depression is anger. It's what you did, who was there, and who you're blaming.
And who are you blaming?
Myself!
Body and soul can never be married.
I must become who I already am and forever bellow at this incongruity which has committed me to hell.
Insoluble hoping cannot uphold me. I will drown in dysphoria in the cold, black pond of myself, the pit of my immaterial mind. How can I return to form now that formal thought has gone? Not a life that I could countenance. They will love me for that which destroys me. The sword of my dreams, the dust
of my thoughts, the sickness that breeds in the folds of my mind. Every compliment takes a piece of my soul. An expressionist nag, stalling between two fools. They know nothing! I have always walked free, last in a long line of literary kleptomaniacs. A time-honored tradition, theft is the holy act on a twisted path to expression. A glut of exclamation marks spells impending nervous breakdown. Just a word on the page and there is the drama. I write for the dead, the unborn. After 448, I shall not speak again. I've reached the end of this dreary and repugnant tale of a sense interned in an alien carcass and lumpen by the malignant spirit of the moral majority. I've been dead for a long time. Back to my roots. I sing without hope on the boundary. RSVP ASAP. Sometimes I turn around and catch the smell of you, and I cannot go on. I cannot fucking go on without expressing this terrible, fucking, awful, physical, aching, fucking longing I have for you, and I can't believe that I can feel this for you and you feel nothing. And I go out at 6 in the morning and start my search for you. If I've dreamt a message of a street or a pub or a station, I go there. And I wait for you. You know, I really feel like I'm being manipulated. I've never in my life had a problem giving another person what they wanted, but no one's ever been able to do that for me. No one touches me. No one comes near me, but now you've touched me somewhere. So fucking deep, and I can't believe that I can't be that for you because I can't find you. What does she look like? And how will I know her when I see her? She'll die. She'll die. She'll only fucking die. Do you think it's possible for a person to be born in the wrong body? Do you think it's possible for a person to be born in the wrong era? Fuck you! Fuck you! For bleeding the fucking love and life out of me! Fuck you! For making me feel like shit about myself! Fuck you for rejecting me by never being there! Fuck my mother for fucking up my life for good! And fuck my father for not leaving him! But most of all, fuck you, God, for making me love a person who doesn't exist! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Oh, dear. What happened to your arm?
I cut it.
That's a very immature, attention-seeking thing to do. Did it give you relief?
No.
Did it relieve the tension?
No.
Oh, did it give you relief? Did it give you relief?
No.
Can I look?
No.
I'd like to look to see if it's
no.
infected. I thought you might do this. Lots of people do. It relieves the tension.
Have you ever done it? No.
Far too fucking sane and sensible. I don't know where you read that, but it does not relieve the tension.
Why don't you ask me why?
Why
did I cut my arm?
Would you like to tell me?
Yes.
Then tell me.
Ask me why!
Why did you cut your arm?
Because it feels fucking great. It feels fucking amazing.
Can I look?
You can look, but don't touch.
And you don't think you're ill?
No.
I do. It's not your fault, but you have to take responsibility for your own actions. Please don't do it again. No ifs or buts.
I didn't say if or but! I said no!
Can't, must, never have to, should, chance, the unnegotiables, not today!
Please! Don't switch off my mind by attempting to straighten me out. Listen and understand that if you feel contempt, don't express it. At least not verbally, at least not to me.
I don't feel contempt.
No?
No, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault. What's all I ever hear? It's not your fault. It's an illness. It's not your fault. I know it's not my fault. You've told me that so often, I'm beginning to think it is my fault.
It's not your fault.
I know!
Allow it, don't you?
There's not a drug on earth can make life meaningful.
You allow this state of desperate absurdity. You allow it.
I won't be able to think. I won't be able to work.
Nothing will interfere with your work like suicide.
I dreamt. I went to the doctor's office and she gave me 8 minutes to live. I'd been sitting in the fucking waiting room half an hour!
Symptoms?
Not eating, not sleeping, not speaking, no sex drive, in despair, wants to die.
Diagnosis?
Pathological grief.
Mood?
Fucking angry.
Effect?
Very angry. Sertraline, 50 milligrams. Insomnia, erratic appetite, severe anxiety, anorexia, weight loss, 37.4 pounds. Increase in suicidal thoughts, plans, and intention. Discontinued following hospitalization. Zopiclone, 7.5 milligrams. Slept, discontinued following rash. Patient attempted to leave the hospital against medical advice. Restrained by 3 male nurses, twice her size. Patient threatening and uncooperative. Paranoid thoughts. Believes the hospital staff are attempting to poison her. Melaril, 50 milligrams. Cooperative. Lovipramine, 70 milligrams. Increased to 140 milligrams and 210 milligrams. Weight gain, 26.4 pounds. Short-term memory loss, no other reaction. Argument with junior doctor, whom she accused of treachery, after which she cut her arms. A patient discharged into the care of the community on arrival of acutely psychotic patient in greater need of hospital bed. Citalopram, 20 milligrams, morning tremors, no other reaction. Lovipramine and citalopram discontinued after patient got pissed off with side effects and lack of obvious improvement.
Discontinuation symptoms?
Dizziness and confusion. The patient kept falling over, fainting, and walking out in front of cars. Delusional ideas. Believes consultant is the Antichrist. Fluoxetine hydrochloride, trade name Prozac, 20 milligrams, increased to 40 milligrams. Weight loss, 30.4 pounds. Severe anxiety, unable to reach orgasm. Homicidal thoughts towards several doctors and drug manufacturers. Discontinued.
Refused all further treatment.
100 aspirin and 1 bottle of Bulgarian Cabernet Sauvignon, 1986. Patient woke in pool of vomit and said, "Sleep with the dogs and rise full of fleas." Severe stomach pain. No other reaction.
Hatch opens. Stark light. The television talks full of eyes, the spirits of sight. And now I'm so afraid. I'm hearing things, I'm seeing things. I don't know who I am. Tongue out. Thought stall. The piecemeal crumple of my mind. Where do I start? Where do I stop? How do I start? As I mean to go on, how do I stop? 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 A tab of pain. How do I stop squeezing my lungs? How do I stop a tab of death? How do I stop squeezing my heart? I'll die, not yet, but it's there. Please! Money! Life! Every act is a symbol! The weight of which crushes me. A dotted line along the throat. Cut here. Don't let this kill me. This will kill me and crush me and send me to hell. I need you to save me from this madness that eats me a sub-intentional death. I thought I should never speak again. And now I know there's something darker than desire. Perhaps it'll save me, perhaps it'll kill me. A dismal whistle that is the cry of heartbreak around the hellish bowl at the ceiling of my mind. A blanket of roaches. Cease this war.
Thank you.
the Arabs. I fucked small children while they begged for mercy. The killing fields are mine. Everyone left the party because of me. I'll suck your fucking eyes out and send them to your mother in a box. And when I die, I'll be reincarnated as your child, only 50 times worse and mad as all fuck. I'm gonna make your life a living hell. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. Look away from me. Look away from me.
It's all right. I'm here.
Look away from me.
At 4:48, the happy hour, when Clarity visits for 1 hour and 12 minutes, I'm in my right mind. But when it's gone, I shall be gone again, a fragmented puppet, a grotesque fool. Why do you believe me then and not now? Remember the light. Believe the light. That's all that matters. Stop judging by appearances and make a right judgment.
Your disbelief cures nothing. Look away from me. Hatch open, stark light. A room, a chair, no windows. Here I am. And there's my body dancing on glass. In accident time, where there are no accidents, you have no choice. The choice comes after. Tear out my hair. Cut off my limbs, but leave me, my love. I would rather have lost my legs, pulled out my teeth, gouged out my eyes, than have lost my love. Slash. Burn. Dab. Press. Ring. Flash.
Flash.
Slash. Burn.
Flicker. Flash. Flicker. Dab. Press. Ring. Press. Dab. Flicker. Punch. Burn. Float. Flicker. Flash. Burn. Punch. Burn. Dab. Flicker, punch, flicker, dab, flicker, punch, burn, float, flicker, punch, burn, flash, flicker, flash.
Flicker.
93, 86, 79, 72, 65, 58, 51, 44, 37, 30, 23, 16, 9, 2.
Stop. Go.
Sorry.
At 4:40 in a chill sleep, I came to you hoping to be healed. My savior, my omnipotent judge, my priest, my God, the surgeon of my soul. And I am your proselyte to sanity.
To overcome obstacles and attain a high standard. To increase self-regard through the successful exercise of talent, to overcome obstacles, to defend myself, to defend my psychological space, to vindicate the ego, to be seen and heard, to excite, amaze, fascinate, shock, intrigue, amuse, entertain, or entice others, to be free from social restriction, to resist coercion and constriction, to act independently and according to desire, to defy convention, to avoid pain. To avoid shame. To increase self-regard through the successful exercise of talent. To maintain self-respect. To draw close and enjoyably reciprocate with another. To converse in a friendly manner, to tell stories, exchange ideas, sentiments, secrets, to communicate, to converse, to laugh, and make jokes to win affection of desired other. To adhere and remain loyal to other, to enjoy sensuous experiences with catholicated other, to be fed, helped, protected, comforted, consoled, supported, nursed, or healed. To feed, help, protect, comfort, support, console, support, nurse, or heal. To form mutually enjoyable, enduring, cooperating relationships with an equal, with another. To be forgiven, to be loved, to be free. You've seen the worst of me.
Your life in my hands. You'll be okay. You're strong. And I know you'll be okay because I like you. And you cannot like someone who doesn't like themselves. The ones I fear for are the ones I don't like because they hate themselves so much. will be okay. Most of my patients want to kill me. I need to be with my friends and relax. I need my friends to be really together.
Witness me, see me, love me, my final submission, my final defeat. The chicken is still dancing. The chicken won't stop. I think that you think of me the way I'd have you think of me. The final period. The final full stop. Look after your mom. Black snow falls. In death you hold me never free. I have no desire for death, no suicide ever had. Thank you.
twisted on the underside of my mind. Please open the curtains.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard a complete performance of Sarah Kane's 448 Psychosis that was put on at Bard College in November of 2010. Next up is Something by Hood.
To the end of the earth. reasons. It will never lick those eyes, smear the mouth all across the bloody sky. I tried to show you, you didn't want to go. You know how to whistle, put your lips together and blow. That's what it said, that's what it said, that's what it said. Pledging my love, pledging my love. What if I'm only, if I am only pledging my love, pledging my love, pledging my love. What if I'm only, if I'm only pledging my love.
Yeah. saw me weeping on the floor. It's impossible to advise anybody. Be courageous, take it easy, just show trust. Be reasonable, be no ghost weeping. You didn't see me weeping on the floor. You didn't see me weeping on the floor. My arm is torn open like a wound. My universe is coming from my mouth. I spent a year or two listening to you, discrediting myself for you. You didn't see me on the floor weeping. You didn't see me lying by the door. You didn't see me swallowing my tablets. You can't look inside my eyes no more. For space to be in. We created work to waste our time. We created love so one can be the victim. We all need as a result. We all need love. Don't know what to do with it. What's the sense of a situation we can't fight? It's alright when you both want to fight, but when one of them doesn't want to fight,
listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard Weeping by Throbbing Gristle, Face on Breast by Scott Walker, And at the top of that set, we heard Cross the Land by Hood. That is the end of this week's show, and I thank you for listening.